Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
617-779-7937. Oh, boy. It's a tough Saturday for Boston College. Talk about getting exposed like complete frauds in college football. I mean, against a garbage Purdue team, 0-3 on the season. And BC gets ranked for the first time since the Jeff Jadkozinski era. Remember that dude? Yeah. And they are getting annihilated by Purdue. Oh, well. Hey, everybody in New England, you can go back to not caring about college football anymore because BC is obviously no good. 617-779-7937. You know who is good? Your Boston Red Sox. Your New England Patriots. That who is very good. Patriots looking to not lose two in a row for the first time in two seasons tomorrow night against the Detroit Lions. We'll see what sort of game plan that Josh McDaniels will do to incorporate Josh Gordon. Colin Kaepernick could be someone the Patriots are interested in, according to his agent. Obviously, no confirmation from the Pats. I'm hoping that's a no, but a lot of people are thinking that's a yes. Oh, by the way, just another little update. BC was on a drive, and they apparently just threw another interception in the end zone. So that will be a big L for the Boston College Eagles. And I was hoping they were going to be of some competition for my Hurricanes when they come here in October, but I guess we can just chalk that up as another win on October Friday night. Coming up on the 26th. Joe in Derry, New Hampshire. What's up, Joe?
Before I get to Colin Kaepernick, I want to give you a little history lesson that you would be to your advantage. Eddie Antleman invented sports talk radio. He did a show called The Sports Huddle on a Sunday night.
Well aware. But some guy called in who talked about the Ted Williams era.
Well, that was a little before. Ted Williams era. Ted played into the 50s.
Right. I mean, was Eddie Antleman doing sports talk radio in the 50s?
I think he was a little after that.
Oh, I would say, yeah, he's a lot after that. Okay.
Not a real lot. It was no later than the 60s.
Okay. Well, I was just surprised that there was sports talk radio in the 40s and 50s that the guy talked about with Ted Williams.
And getting on to Colin Kaepernick, you're right. Football was not the most important thing to him. Standing up for black teenage boys getting shot by cops was a more important thing to him than football. I am a total believer in peaceful protest. You may have heard of the Boston Tea Party.
Yep.
And Muhammad Ali would have been proud to stand next to Colin Kaepernick.
But hold on. What did Colin Kaepernick? Muhammad Ali was a true hero and a real martyr. What did Colin Kaepernick sacrifice to be that you would put him in the same breath as Muhammad Ali?
His football career.
No, he didn't, because the Denver Broncos offered him a contract, but he had to start off as a backup. So no, he didn't. He didn't sacrifice a football career. John Elway came out and said,
"Do you think if he didn't wasn't kneeling, somebody else would have signed him?"
Well, the Denver Broncos, John
yes
Elway.
Or no.
Well, yes.
All right. Thank you very much.
No, I do think
you
that
made
somebody.
My point.
Denver Broncos offered him a contract, but wait, he didn't sacrifice a career. He just got a contract from Nike.
There was plenty of teams that wouldn't sign him because of that fact.
Oh, I understand that, and the Baltimore Ravens were one of them. The Seattle Seahawks. There's a lot of teams that wouldn't sign him because he's toxic.
You are fake news.
For the NFL owner's bottom line, but don't act like he's some martyr who sacrificed everything. This is a guy, by the way, Joe, before he took a knee, Colin Kaepernick was about posting shirtless selfies on Instagram and hanging out with Instagram models. That was his whole thing prior to him taking a knee.
What a terrible thing that is, hanging out with models.
No, but I'm saying it. You're acting like this guy was some civil rights activist. No, he wasn't.
That's a terrible thing to have happen.
Joe,
hanging around with models.
Joe, but you're acting
you're
like this guy
with a model.
Joe, you're acting like this guy was a civil rights activist, and he wasn't. And if he's Joe, if he was so concerned with the oppressed, why did he wear a Fidel Castro shirt, and why did he wear socks depicting cops as pigs, Joe?
I told you, because he was talking about the unarmed teenage boys that were getting shot and killed
no,
by cops.
Well, he was saying he's sticking up for the oppressed, which is fine. So why would you wear a Fidel Castro t-shirt, Joe?
I have no idea what his train of thought was on.
Okay,
that.
So obviously, at that point, his credibility becomes zero. It's zero at that point. If you're sticking up for the oppressed and then you wear a Fidel Castro t-shirt who's responsible for the murders of thousands of Cubans, are you kidding me? Do you know how disrespectful that was to Cubans and Hispanic Americans in this country for wearing a Fidel Castro t-shirt? And then he came on and defended it. Said, well, the educational system in Cuba is much better than America. Oh, yeah. Forget about the fact that this guy murdered thousands of people. Fidel Castro. Let's not, you know, let's not the details get in the way. The facts get in the way of that one. Please. I mean, Joe, really, you're going to tell me a history lesson? You need to know your facts before you come on this show. Lane in Merrimack, you're up next. What's up, Lane?
Hey, how you guys? What are you doing?
Hey.
Got a comment on the bullpen and the pitching. You know, the other day, they're putting price up against the Yankees. It's a suicide mission.
Mm-hmm. They blow.
You know who Bruce Bochy is, right?
Yes, I do.
Why don't they play like he does? All hands on deck. Whether you pitch yesterday or not, I need you to pitch.
Okay.
That's what he does.
By the way, do me a favor, Lane. Please lower your radio. I'm hearing myself of things I said like 12 seconds ago. Can you lower your radio, please?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Say the last thing that you said over again.
What they need is a manager like Bruce Bochy.
No, I'm okay on Alex Cora. Alex Cora is going to win manager of the year, and he should. He definitely should. I'm okay. I'm totally okay with Alex Cora. I have nothing. If the Red Sox don't get to the World Series, it will not be Alex Cora's fault. This will lie at the feet of Dave Dombrowski, because Dave Dombrowski did not go out and get bullpen help when he needed it. He traded Tyler Buttrey for Ian Kinsler. He didn't go after Brad. He might have tried, but at the end of the day, there's no B minuses on trades. It's either a pass fail. He didn't go out and he didn't get Asuna. He didn't go out and get Brad Hand. Zach Britton. The Yankees had the best bullpen in baseball, and they went out and got Zach Britton just for bleeps and giggles because they could. 617-779-7937. Jerry in Weston. What's up, Jerry?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
So that guy Joe got me motivated to call, and I hope he's still listening. Joe, it's people like you that make me scratch my head and just go, WTF is wrong with us. First of all, Muhammad Ali was a conscientious objector. He, although I didn't agree with him, I'm 59 years old, so I'm, you know, kind of an age where I remember this. I didn't agree with him, but at least he had the strength of his convictions to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to Vietnam, and if you're going to put me in jail, Joe, put me in jail, okay? Colin Kaepernick faced none of that. Now, let's look at Colin's claim. You know, sabermetrics has leaked into everything. Baseball, football, hockey. It's all about sabermetrics, which is a fancy way of saying statistics, right?
Right.
No. Look up the FBI crime statistics, and you'll see that the reason why Colin Kaepernick was taking a knee is an invalid point. Basically, Joe, you're agreeing with Colin Kaepernick when you say the police forces across the country are racist. Keeping in mind, Joe, that in today's day and age, there are more women, there are more minorities, there are more Asians, Latinos, African-Americans, and at all in our police forces than there were back in the day when it was Mickey O'Rourke and Johnny Driscoll, and it was more homogeneous. It is a much greater, diverse police force. So you're accusing other people of being racist when the facts, Joe, don't substantiate your claim. Colin Kaepernick put his eggs in the Fidel Castro's basket, and you're stupid enough to buy that argument, Joe. God, this gets up my backside a mile. Colin Kaepernick was sitting on the bench when he gave up his football career. What did he give up, Joe? Getting splinters in his butt? Is that what he gave up? Oh, man, that's a tough life. Taking a couple of million for sitting on the pine. And he was sitting on the pine because he didn't deserve to be on the field, Joe.
That was Jerry Weston. And that, by the way, Eamon, you've been with me for nearly 4 hours. Was that the call of the day?
That was easily the call of the day.
The call of the day.
That guy was on fire.
Jerry Weston, I just let you go. I let you go. You know, listen, we're at the 3.5 hour mark of a 4 hour show. You know, I'm used to doing these shows. I've done like hundreds of shows by myself. But like, listen, when you get to the 3.5 hour mark, it's like, it's nice to have a car like Jerry Weston. You just go. You're like the Energizer Bunny. I wind you up and you just go. And I sit here with my hands on back of my head and just, I appreciate it. I really do. But I'm so with Jerry Weston. Like, do not portray Colin Kaepernick as a hero. You can say a lot and do not put him as a martyr. Okay? Do not. Because he's neither one. He's not a hero. He's not a martyr. He did not sacrifice his football career when the Denver Broncos, not the Toronto Argonauts, the Denver Broncos offered him a job to come in and said, you're just going to have to come in as a backup at the time to like Osweiler or Case Keenum or whatever, or it was Paxton Lynch, because that was their new, and by the way, Paxton Lynch, they already cut. So had Colin Kaepernick, you know, didn't let his ego get in the way and said, you know what, I'll come in as a backup. I'll come in and prove myself again and prove that, you know, I was just one drive away from winning the San Francisco 49ers. I believe it would have been their sixth Super Bowl. I'll come in and win that one and prove that I'm still a really good quarterback in the NFL. No. You let your ego get in the way. I'm not a backup. I'm not coming in as a backup for Paxton Lynch or one of these other guys that Denver had. And look at Denver, and they're still struggling at the quarterback position. 617-779-7937. John in Dorchester. What's up, John?
Hey, you know, I just think it's sad on my point of view that, you know, you guys are talking about Kaepernick's character, and the whole issue is why he's doing it in the first place. And I just think that's pretty disappointing. And I think, you know, 50, 60 years from now, people are going to look back and see these same remarks and wonder what the heck we were doing as humans.
By the way, John, I have no issue with what Colin Kaepernick stands for, like what he initially stood for, where to me, Colin Kaepernick lost any and all credibility was when he wore the T-shirt of Fidel Castro, a known dictator and murderer.
T-shirt on Fidel Castro, that ruins all his credibility.
If you know history, then he's sticking up for the oppressed, and then you're wearing a T-shirt of glorifying the biggest oppressor.
On the radio and talk about somebody wearing a T-shirt and forget about why he's doing what he did.
So because you're sticking up for a murderer, John. Let me ask you this. Do you know, John, can I ask you a question? Do you know what country Fidel Castro was, you know, ruled over? Do you know what country it was?
What's Colin Kaepernick?
Do you know what country Fidel Castro ruled over?
Sir, ask you a question.
No, you don't answer a question with a question. I'm asking you, do you know what country Fidel Castro? All right, John, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, it's my show. You know, I mean, like, if you're not going to, he didn't know what country Fidel Castro ruled over for decades. So at that point, this conversation becomes null and void. I can't speak, you know, at that point, if you don't know history, then you don't know your facts. Don't come on here trying to go one-on-one with me. You're never going to win. Joe in a car. What's up, Joe? Joe. Way to go, Joe. 617-779. We were doing Jerry and Weston. I think at that point, it's like when you get the Jerry and Weston call, it can only go down from there. And I think we've seen it over the last couple calls. 617-779-7937. All right. I'm going to close out. Well, we got a couple more segments to go, right? Two more segments to go. Okay, great. We're going to come back next. Red Sox and why? And everybody can sit here, and we all know the blowpen. as I call them, as I've anointed them, is their biggest weakness, but why we need to be more concerned with the starting rotation going into the postseason. Also, Josh Gordon, Patriots tomorrow night against the Detroit Lions. We'll get to that. Your phone calls, your thoughts on that, 617-779-7937. Also, 30-7 Purdue in the fourth quarter with 13 minutes to go. Way to go, B.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Back on WEI, 617-779-7937. What? Look at the text line just killing me today. Just destroy. What else is new? I mean, what, you know? It just is what it is. You can go. Thanks for texting in. I even appreciate the people who calling in, who texting in. You know, it is what it is. You know, I don't care. You can say whatever you want. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Joe and Peabody. What's up, Joe?
Yes. Just want to say I agree with everything that you said. And the only reason that Colin Kaepernick, he wasn't good enough. That's why he was cut. So he didn't want to take a job, like you said, as a second quarterback. And if he had taken that job, I'm sure that you wouldn't see any of this kneeling and, not saluting the flag.
Well, listen, Joe, it's one thing, you know, for Elway to say something off the record. Elway, there's sound out there. Eamon, if you can track that down to Elway's sound of him saying that I don't know if I should be saying this. Because, you know, but we offered him a job. We to come to the Denver Broncos, okay? The Denver freaking Broncos. And he turned it down because his ego was too big. He thought, and by the way, Joe, pardon me for one second. Here is the president of the Denver Broncos and Hall of Famer, John Elway.
Well, you know what? And I said this a while ago. And, you know, Colin had his chance to be here. We offered him a contract. He didn't take it. So... and as I said in my deposition, and I don't know if I'm legally able to say this, but he's had his chance to be here. He passed it.
Bingo. No further questions, Your Honor, Joe. No further questions.
Well, he dropped it. He didn't do it. And if I'm offered a job and I can't qualify, I don't go around and say I'm against the country because I wasn't good enough to handle his job, somebody else is better qualified. Yep. So, I mean, you know, that's what he did was wrong. And the Red Sox, as far as I'm concerned, they only got one guy in the bullpen they can depend on, and that's Kimball. The other guys, yeah. You have to I, every time I see the rest of them go on there, especially Joe Kelly, I say, oh, no, 100 miles an hour and right over the plate. If he can't get it over the plate, they hit a home run off him, or he walks five guys, or he beans guys. So he's the only guy I see, and I blame Dombrowski for not getting somebody else in there that can get guys out because you can see. I mean, and, you know, I like Cora as a manager too, but in other words, sometimes when you see a guy that's pitching, if he just starting, and you see three-line, four-line drives hit, and they're caught, but they're hard-line drives, and they have to really run hard to catch him, like we got a good outfield. Well, you know the guy is losing it, and they're getting around on him. So, you have to get somebody else warming up. They probably don't want to use the pitches because, you know, he wants to get five, six out of them. But a lot of these pitches, they throw too many balls. So.
Hey, Joe, I appreciate the phone call. We got a lot of people want to get in here. I want to get everybody in. Mark in a car. What's up, Mark?
Well, I want to talk about Kaepernick. I think that Kaepernick would be great with the Patriots. You know, I saw him play the Patriots a couple of years ago in that rain game in Foxborough.
Yeah, he looked great. So, by the way, that was years ago. He hasn't played in the NFL in almost 2 years now.
No, I understand. All right. But, you know, as far as his kneeling and that type of deal, I think it's in sync with the NFL players. And I don't think he'll have a problem. And there's a lot of us fans here that are Patriots fans that just love football.
Yeah.
And, you know,
no, but Mark, I want everybody out there to know, and I want to just say for the public record, I think why Colin Kaepernick initially kneeled, whatever you want to say, he was, it was for the right reasons. And I still believe you don't want anybody, especially, you know, African-Americans being shot at by policemen for no good reason. I'm with Colin Kaepernick on that. What I had a problem with, my issue on Colin Kaepernick is when you're talking about fighting for the oppressed, and I'm with him there. I'm with him all the way. I'll walk behind him on that one. Hell, I'll kneel with him on that one. But then you wear the T-shirt glorifying Fidel Castro, who's responsible for the murder of thousands of Cubans. I cannot, at that point, your credibility, when you say that you're sticking up for the oppressed, at that point, your credibility, it just goes out the window.
Well, let's just talk about pure football. I mean,
okay, pure football. He's completed less than 60% of his passes. He's 3-16 in his last 19 starts. What do you want?
Well, the 49ers weren't a very good team.
Okay, fair enough. I'm just giving you stats. I'm just giving you the facts.
Yeah, and I can also say that, you know, that Tom Brady's not going to be there forever. And I think that, you know,
Tom Brady, Mark, Tom Brady, and I'm going to get to all your phone. One more segment coming up. Tom Brady, the way he's going, is going to play till he's 50. What are we kidding? I you know what? I think he's done. I think he's going to walk away after 2019. I wouldn't be surprised if he makes it until he's 45 now. The guy is timeless. He's ageless. His brand is sustained success and time defiance. That's why he's the GOAT. I love Tom Brady. I love his family. I love his father and his mom. But his dad, when his dad came out before Super Bowl against the Falcons and said something to the extent of Roger Goodell isn't even worthy of shining Tommy's shoes, I'm like, oh, Mr. Tom Brady Sr. walks on water with me. I just love everything about Tom. The greatest icon in New England sports history. With all due respect to Bobby Orr and Larry Bird and Ted Williams, Brady's the GOAT. All right, we'll come back. Final segment, 617-779. You want to touch upon Cap, Josh Gordon, Red Sox bullpen, whatever you want. Final segment, close out strong next.
He's had his chance to be here. He passed.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Alex Rima coming up next. The Reamer Man coming up next. Wrote a really good article last week. Polarized a lot of, you know, people. It was on NBC Sports Boston. You know, Reamer doesn't pull punches, man. He's a no-punches-pull kind of guy, man. So he's coming up next. He'll be with you until 6:25, till the pride of Milford, Mass. Not Greg Dickerson. Chris Filani will take you up on the pregame. By the way, Dickerson and I, we're going to be back tomorrow, 4 to 6:20.
Hey, it's like Saturday, but on a Sunday.
Right. Yeah, he's going to show up. He's going to show up. Can you imagine that?
If only I was producing it.
I know. Well, Eamon, I got to tell you, in the producer rankings at EI, you have jumped Chris Scheim. You are now numero uno.
With ease.
You have jumped
Chris Scheim. Chris Scheim is light work, Mark James.
And Matt Morrell, who I love them both.
Oh, Matt who? I took his shine real quick.
Yeah, you've jumped them both, man. You are you're doing very well, and I gotta give you credit. You've done very well. I cannot say a knife, extol your virtues and sing your praises enough.
I like a good ass kissing everyone.
Well, I gotta give credit where credit's due, bro. You and I, we went through this thing 4 hours, no problem. Hey, you know, solo show. Sure, Dickerson doesn't want to show up. You know, hopefully he shows up tomorrow from 4 to 6:20. Something tells me I'll be doing it by myself again, but that's all right. It's all good. I'm an only child. I've been talking to myself my whole life. I can, you know, and, you know, it's like doing a show by myself is like chewing gum and walking at the same time. 617-779-7937. Oh, Ed in Middleborough. Ed, whoa.
Hey, how's it going? Listen, I'm just going to talk real quick.
Yep.
First of all, Adam Schefter reported 3 weeks before Colin Kaepernick kneeled that he was going to be cut by the 49ers. So the 49ers would save $14.8 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. Keyshawn Johnson reiterated that. He said Colin Kaepernick was a surprise. Keyshawn Johnson said this before the season started that year.
Oh, Ed, I'd like to where you were going. You're calling Cap a fraud, and then your phone sucks. There's nothing you can do there. Ralph in Cranston. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, you know, lost in the shuffle with Kaepernick, you know, from messing with the anthem to his ridiculous antagonizing attire, whatever his cause was, set it back decades. It was a monstrous failure. It widened the divide, no matter what he meant. It widened the divide. It had nothing positive about any of it. And I think, you know, Colin Kaepernick should just go away. Now, Red Sox, 105-game win season. You know, Cora, I think, should absolutely run away with the unanimous.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
You would think a 105-win team is flawless. I mean, look at this team going into the playoffs. No matter who plays third, doesn't play it well.
Let me ask you this, Ralph. Let me ask you this. Let's go back a year ago. Did you feel better about the Red Sox bullpen a year ago than you did now? Because I felt better a year ago than I did now.
Oh, you had to, because Kimbrel was a better Kimbrel. He hasn't been that good the past month. But, you know, your catches don't hit. This bullpen, but what I'm going to say about this bullpen, and people say, well, you have absolutely no choice. If you want to make it better, you have to put Erod in there, because Erod will only pitch one game in a seven-game series as a starter. He's the fourth pitcher. He'll only give you five innings. That's why, to me, you should be stretching out Wright. Let Wright pitch the fifth game. Erod is a left-hander you desperately need out there. He can strike.
And by the way, can I tell you this? I'm not going to get too high or too low on a start. Erod walked seven Yankees the other night. Seven.
I know.
Seven.
I know.
That's like.
I'm not saying make him a stop, make him a reliever. I'm saying for the seven-game series, put him out there and Evaldi out there. It's better than what you got out there now.
All I know is this. If they go Price, Sale, Porcello, Erod, and they get into a situation, you just better hope that David Price and Sale, those are the guys to me that concerns everything. Ralph, I appreciate you closing out the show strong. Thank you. All right, Reamer, coming up next. I'll see you tomorrow, 4 to 6:20. I'm supposed to be with Dickerson if he shows.
Unlikely.
Thanks to Eamon, who did a yeoman's-like job, again, who's gone to numero uno on the producer rank. By the way, you should be the number one producer on Dale and Keith now. You've passed Jason Rossi.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saving that off in Dan Keith's folder.
I heard what Jason Rossi was throwing some shade at me this week. So, yep, you surpassed him too. You're numero uno. Thanks to Bridget as well. Bridget, great job out of you handling these callers calling in. Reamer, coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow with Dickerson. Hopefully he'll be here from 4 to 6:20, and we'll get you ready for Patriots and Lions tomorrow night from Ford Field in Detroit. Have a tremendous Saturday. Oh, watch me tonight on Nesson Sports Today after an hour or so after the Red Sox game. Have a great one. Joe Kelly is like the new Bob Stanley. Acts like he's some cool hipster who lives in Somerville. Absolutely quadruple garbage since June. Speaking on behalf of Entercom Radio, we want Colin Kaepernick here in New England. We do. I got to tell you, so far, you're the call of the day. Bingo. Bingo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.